You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it appears that a generational divide is opening up within the Green Party, with the younger generation of candidates potentially being held back as long-term members are unwilling to step down. I spoke with News Hub journalist Lloyd Burr about the reasons behind the gap which is forming between the young and the old in the party.
You look at all these new candidates, these new faces, these new fresh faces that have been on the stage at all of these Green Party events over the last wee while. They're the types of Chloe Swarbrooks, the Hayley Holtz, these celebrities, and these new fresh faces that are essentially a new generation who are really talented, and they're from a broad range of different areas. You've got Gowrie Zgaraman. She's a human rights lawyer based in Auckland, and she would be the first ever refugee MP New Zealand's ever had. So you've got, what I mean by generational divide is you've got all these young candidates who want to be high on the list and who want to come in and sort of rejuvenate the Green Party, and then you've got all these sort of, I guess the only way to put it is stale MPs who are sitting in Parliament who will probably keep a high place on the list as well, and that's the likes of Kennedy Graham and David Clendon and Barry Cote. Denise Roche is another example. So there's people who, I guess, need to leave the Green Party, need to get off the list, but aren't. And I spoke to a few of them at the Green Party conference over the weekend, and they're all wanting to stay. They all want a high place on the list, which kind of means there's going to be a bit of a fight. There's going to be a bit of a showdown. Then these new candidates who, you know, have fronted all these campaigns and these presentations and speeches and stuff for the Green Party, yeah, they'll have their feelings hurt. They really will.
Why do you think that the old guard of Green MPs are so adamant on staying? Is it a political move, or do they feel like they're kind of entitled for it?
I guess the entitlement does come down to it, because there is a huge difference between being just a candidate and being an MP. But every Green Party MP, in fact, every MP should know that the job is only for 3 years at a time. You cannot, once you're in Parliament, it's not a job for life. And every single candidate said that when I interviewed them at the weekend. Yeah, so I don't know, I guess you've got someone like David Clendon who has been in Parliament for a while, and he's been working hard and he's been putting out press releases and things like that. But he is just another white male who is in the Green Party. And you've got lots of, you know, young people coming through. Gowrie Zgaraman, refugee candidate from Iran, human rights lawyer, she's coming in. You compare the two and you're like, well, which one is more deserving? Which one would be better off in Parliament? You can do this comparison with a whole lot of these different candidates. Michael Tavares is another Green Party candidate who's looking for a high list placing. He's the guy who climbed the Cody tree up in Auckland that was going to be chopped down in the backyard of that house. He wants a top placing. So you've got, yeah, there's essentially only two places left for newcomers if all of these incumbent current MPs are going to stick around and get a, you know, high list placing or current list placing. There's only two spots available, because Catherine Delahunty is leaving and so is Stephen Browning. So there's only two places, which means there's going to be a bit of a fight.
Yeah, most definitely. Do you feel like the Green Party is going to actually acknowledge this problem and try to remedy it before the upcoming election?
Yeah, there'll be heaps of, I mean, they've got to decide on their list. I think in the next few months they'll decide on it. And, I mean, every single paid up member of the Green Party does get a say, but it comes down to the different parts of the Green Party and each of the different electorates and different committees and things like that. So there'll be a whole lot of lobbying going on behind the scenes. There'll be each candidate will be weighed up, which way do they sway on certain issues. I know that there was an issue in Auckland between Denise Roche and Chloe Swarbrook for the Auckland Central nomination, and it came down to the fact that Chloe Swarbrook was open to public-private partnerships. And that's why she didn't get the nomination. So Denise Roche got it over her, even though Chloe is this young, refreshing, new candidate coming through the ranks. So, yeah, I don't know how they're going to remedy it, because either they're going to show the door to some long-serving, loyal, current MPs, or, you know, and their feelings will be hurt, or they're going to shut out their new promising up-and-coming candidates. And so, which either way you look at it, someone's going to get burnt.
Speaking of new candidates, who do you feel is more likely to move up the Green Party lists this year?
It's a tough one, because there's so many good candidates, and I mean, it's hard enough for me to do just in this interview with you. I can't even imagine what it'll be like for the Greens. But you've got to look at, like I've mentioned, Gowrie Zgaraman, human rights lawyer in Auckland, Chloe Swarbrook, Hayley Holtz, she's the dancer/snowboarder/TV presenter. She's promising. Jack McDonald's another young one who's coming up the ranks. He currently works for the party at Parliament. behind the scenes. He's a huge sort of driving force in the Te Reo Kaupapa Māori side of things within the Green Party. Michael Tavares, like I mentioned, and then there's a whole lot of others as well that I haven't even talked to and interviewed that are promising that that would be great Green MP. So those are my shortlist, I guess, my shortlisted five.
If the Green Party doesn't manage to, if they seem to stay stagnant in their MP listings and they only get the two new faces, what problems do you feel will arise due to this?
Yeah, it's stagnation. The problem of stagnation will be huge. People like to see a bit of rejuvenation, a bit of renewal, not too much change. So keep your key players, your popular players, the ones that people like. But if there's anyone there who could be a little bit expendable, then get rid of them. And so, I would be looking at David Clendon, Denise Roche, Barry Coates, Kennedy Graham, even Gareth Hughes. I know Gareth Hughes is the youngest currently in there, but those ones are the ones who have got question marks above them, because you need to rejuvenate the party. And if you've got all these good young candidates coming in, then freshen up the party. Otherwise, the party isn't really green; it's more brown. It's a brown crisping up leaf that is slowly decomposing, and you don't want that. You want something that's clean and fresh. So whoever is making this decision, the head honchos within the Greens, they've got a really tough decision to make.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a very beautiful metaphor there by News Hub political journalist Lloyd Berth, speaking about the future of the Green Party going into this year's election and their current generational divide.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.